Hello, agents, and welcome to the 18th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about Niantic game Ingress. And in this episode, we're going through quite a lot of updates because we've had quite a lot of Ingress-related news regarding bounties, new app updates, and various new badges. So, without any further ado, time wasting, I'm going to get into talking about the biggest news, possibly, of the week, being the daily research bounties. On the 8th of February 2024, the Ingress team put out a news post about something that's been suspected for a little while now regarding daily research bounties. So they wrote, agents, the NIA initialized a new program offering research bounties, allowing agents to complete bounties and claim rewards. The program is in a pilot phase and will distribute a set of 4 daily research bounties to each agent at the beginning of each day. Your scanner will receive these at midnight and you will have 24 hours to complete the bounties before they expire and are replaced by a new set. Upon execution and completion of the bounties task, its rewards may be claimed in the bounty section of the Ingress scanner, accessible from the map view or main menu. Agents will be asked to perform various scanner actions across these bounties in order to further XM research. In addition to the rewards acquired through completing individual bounties, bonus AP rewards may be claimed by claiming 2 and 4 research bounties within 24 hours. These rewards must similarly be claimed before the timer expires and a new set of bounties is added. Further, 2 new metrics monitoring your engagement with the bounty program have been added to your agent profile, so research bounties completed and research days completed. We are aware of rumours circulating that the bounty program is a method for private XM corporations, including IQ Tech Research, Hulong Transglobal and Visor Technology to crowdsource XM research to Ingress agents. The NIA denies these rumours and can assure you they are complete fiction. So this is something that we've been waiting for a little while now, as I said, with Ingress. Some of the other Niantic games, such as Pokemon Go, Pikmin Bloom and various other mobile titles, have daily tasks in. Helps with things in the background like driving daily user engagement, daily active users, and pushing people towards spending money if they're in the game more. So it's all good from that perspective as game developers and people behind the game, but it's also good for people to be engaged with Ingress a bit more as well. I've completed my 4 bounties for today, so I had to claim 1 kinetic capsule program. I already had 1 running, so that was fine. And 6 glyph points, hack any 4 portals, and recharge portals with 40,000 XM. The thing that I've found useful so far with these is if you tap the task, it tells you how to do that. So from the perspective of a new agent, they may not know how to recharge portals, but it tells you details on there of how to do it. If you tap it, and then you can see what you actually need to do that and achieve the task. So mine, as I said, they're all fairly straightforward. I got some decent rewards from them. So I got 16 portal shields and a SoftBank Ultra Link from claiming a kinetic capsule program. Like I said, I already had 1 ready, so that was pretty easy to claim. But there have been various missions that agents have been getting, and they have been compiling lists of those, which you'll link to. But we may get, obviously, some special research or some event-based tasks, because it does note this is in a pilot stage at the moment. I just want to move on to kind of talk about the background of it and how we got there. So starting with a tweet from Brian Rose that left in a little detail. On the 3rd of February, Brian Rose, the game director of Ingress, sent out a few tweets with images in on from his Twitter account. One of those was showing that he'd earned a new level of the Machina Reclaimer badge, but agents were quick to notice that in the bottom right of his scanner there was a small suitcase icon, which obviously at the time nobody else had. And with this, with the placement of it being in the same place as the research task for Pokemon Go. People were curious and wondered whether it was linked to daily research tasks, and obviously we now know it was linked to the daily research bounties. Whether it was intentionally put out there to tease it or something Brian did accidentally, it was still out there in the ether and had agents talking for a few days prior to that coming out. And there was also a media drop that came in, I believe, shortly after that on the 6th of February. So I'm just going to read through that and detail that because I think I was one of the first few people to pick that up on a as a, my partner was driving somewhere, so I'll go through the details of that. As I mentioned, on the 6th of February in early morning for me, I hacked a piece of media called Bounties Prog from a portal, and this covered minutes of a virtual meeting held between the NIA, Hulong Transglobal Visor Technology and IQ Tech Research. So I'll just read out the transcript for it from here. NIA, all right, we're all here. As a reminder, this conversation isn't officially classified. No need to make paper for future FOIA request, but I trust you all to respect our need for discretion here. VT, Visitor Technology, the private sector has historically outperformed you in terms of secrecy. NIA, no need to rub it in. Let's get started. I appreciate you all being here. I'm sure most of you heard about what happened with the Oversight Committee today. IQ Tech, my sympathies, redacted. NIA, appreciated. Look, my teams and my programs are facing an unprecedented loss of resources and support, so I'm having the bounties program activated immediately. HTG, which is Hulong Global Tech, Hulong Transglobal, sorry. I suspect I'm not fully read in. What is the bounties program? NIA, sorry, I forgot about your recent restructuring. Congrats on the promotion. This was Redacted's brainchild. Partners in the program, corporations on the forefront of XM research like your company, can offer daily bounties to every Ingress agent. HCG, daily bounties for what? NIA, crowdsourced research. Look, we wrote the book on that and now you can too. We'll put out a new set of tasks every day. Reward agents that take them on with items from your XM reserves. Simple. You get faster and wider access to field data. HCG, and you get a small infusion of resources? I'm sure there is a catch. VT, Visitor Technology. They want oversight of our programs to be sure there's nothing unethical happening that could fall back on the NIA. IQT, I'm sure that will require some creative file management at your end. VT, our hands are clean. Unlike you, we've avoided redacted. NIA, folks, this is a good program and a good deal. Let's not squabble. I'm sure you're all running clean ships, so fight it out in the marketplace. Can we launch this? HCG, so you get resources from the private sector, namely us and others on the call. The agents gain access to our item stockpiles, and we obtain access to agents for our field research projects. I will raise a glass of that. NIA, what was the saying? I love it when a plan comes together. In this, there are a few various passcodes and things like that the agents have already found. I think they're all fully redeemed already, but you can probably now understand the link back to the initial news post that I mentioned where they said there's no confirmed link to the previous corporations on there. Obviously, we may have future tasks that come directly from them and mention things about them. I'm quite excited thinking about the possible lore implications and kind of special research tasks that we might get once the Daily Bounties program is out of its pilot phase. But agents seem to be reacting well to all of it. So I think this is something that's kind of there to stay, which is great. It's something that will keep new agents interested, I would hope, as well. So with all of that, I'm going to move on and go a bit more backwards and talk about the new app update that you needed to be able to activate the bounties program. On February the 5th, we got a new update to the Ingress app. At the time, it just mentioned that this was version 2.134.1, and it contained a new Ingress app icon for the January to March cryptic memories anomaly season. And that's all we were really told about at the time. The app icon did change from the usual purple that we have to a black and white design with a maze with no exit. I think that's a labyrinth, really, rather than a maze. But there's no exit, as I say, on there. You can enter in, but you can't really get out. But obviously, it also had in it the groundwork for the bounties program, but we didn't know that at the time. So make sure you have updated your app to be able to access the bounties program and enjoy the new black and white logo that they have. Now it's just time for our usual reminder for this kind of time for the podcast, where we remind you it's second Sunday today, if you're listening to the podcast as it comes out. At the moment, this is achieved by completing six unique missions between midnight and 11:59 p.m. your local time. They can be six missions you've done before, but you can't do the same mission six times. This is going to be the way to earn the second Sunday badge this month and next month. However, it's been noted it may change going forward after that. Agents are suspecting now that it's linked to the research bounties program, and maybe the complete six missions will be a special thing on there, or you'll have another way to complete it if you want to do that. Within the daily research bounties, there is a task to do one mission. At the minute, this has to be one new mission, so it would be a useful one if you get that assigned to you on second Sunday. You can then go out and seek a new mission to do. But just to be aware, the text doesn't say it needs to be one new mission. That's just something that's come about from research by agents. So again, get out there, do your second Sunday, do your six missions. There's been various cryptic memories anomaly banners that have been put up, or for the global ops that have been placed, or you can just redo like Halloween and Christmas ones. I've got a Christmas one I might redo that's not been taken down yet. But now I'm gonna just move on now and talk about some new badges that we're getting and badges that have gone off too. On the 5th of February, the Ingress team shared a news post called Celebrating Lunar New Year, sending off Rabbit, getting ready for Dragon, with the relevant rabbit and dragon emojis in the post. So they noted that this Saturday marks the beginning of a new year in many lunar solar calendars. We are celebrating this special date with two medals, a rabbit theme medal for the year ending and a dragon theme medal for the year to come. So the rabbit theme Lunar New Year 2023 medal, that's available for purchase for 2,500 CMU until Saturday the 10th of February 4 p.m. UTC. So unfortunately it will be gone by the time you listen to this podcast. And they're also adding the Dragon Theme Lunar New Year 2024 medal, and that's available for purchase for again 2,500 CMU starting from Friday the 9th of February 4 p.m. UTC until Saturday the 9th of March 4 p.m. UTC. So that one will be up when you listen to this, but agents have already been out and bought the rabbit badge. I've seen it on a few profiles. Obviously, we've got the Year of the Dragon that I think I mentioned in a previous podcast as well, and they're sticking with the same theme of the red and yellow with the animal for it in the centre. So I think the badges look quite nice for those, and hopefully they carry on with that for Lunar Year 2025 and beyond. But as I said, they're just 2,500 CMU each. Completely up to you if you get them, just cosmetic medals. They're not going to do anything amazing. And now I'm going to move on and talk about another medal that some agents have been getting this month as well. To celebrate the 3rd year of the Core subscription service on Ingress, they have released the Core Cubed Medal and put up a post about it to say, agents, to mark 3 years since the launch of the Ingress Core subscription, a new medal was added to the scanner on the 9th of February 2024. Agents who subscribe for 36 months will be recognised with a Core Cubed Medal. For ongoing updates, refer to their official channels. So it's just a very short post to say that there's that medal that's now active on the game. It's just a little three-pointed medal with the Core logo obviously overlapping three times for the 3rd year of Core. We've got one for dual core, so I'd say there'll be one for the 4th year of Core, quad core maybe. Don't know what they'll be called or how it'll look, but it's just a little new medal that's out. So if you see that on the agent's profile, they've subscribed to Core for at least 36 months. But now I'm going to move on to the next part of the podcast. Just moving on now to a couple of bits of bad news related to Ingress before I move on to cover Cryptic Memories and talk about some more details on that. So there's been agents raising issues with Samsung 24 crash issues, where they're using their new Samsung 24 devices and Ingress is immediately crashing. It's not an Ingress specific issue because it's affecting other products as well, but there is a bug report in the forums that you can add your name to on there and upvote. It's currently being investigated by Niantic as of February the 5th. There is an additional section on the Pokemon Go Help Center that says they're also investigating it. The suggested workaround is not a brilliant one. The suggested workaround is use an alternative device. So if you've got another device that you can use to access Ingress, that's currently the advised workaround. But it seems like the teams at Niantic are both working on this to get it resolved. So if you do have a Samsung S24 and you're experiencing issues, I'll link to the bug report thread. You can add your name and any further details in there, try and help the team resolve that issue. And move on now to talk about some delays that agents have had as well. On the 26th of January, the Ingress agent Breenzy, if I've pronounced that right, raised an issue on the Ingress community forums, stating that they hadn't yet had their box from the Ingress Origins kit that's supplied via Niantic Supply, and that came in the final kit of that sign of service. I got mine. I talked about that on a previous podcast. It wasn't all that great. I've still got it, but it's not the best one I've had. But it seems like a long time to have had that delayed. So they raised this on January 26th, as I said, on the forums. There's a few other agents as well that noted they were still waiting on theirs. However, it looks like on the 6th of February, the few agents that are waiting for it have received an update to say that their item is on the way. So hopefully they receive their deck boxes with that. But if you haven't received your deck box or the final Ingress Origins Kit 8, I would advise to go onto the Niantic Supply website and get in contact with them to then see if they've just misplaced it and not sent one out. In kind of an unrelated thing, I end up with two items of an order that I'd place another store. So mistakes like this do happen. So it's worth chasing them up if you've not heard anything or you've not got your deck box and final kit. But post in the forums if you want more information, and hopefully you get yours. I'll be moving on shortly to cover some Ingress adjacent news, as well as the Cryptic Memories anomaly things such as Shard Knight and Cell Battles. But I just wanted to mention on here, it's been said in a few spaces and probably by myself earlier in this podcast, that for the complete one mission agent bounty that we've recently had activated, some agents said that it needs to be a new mission, as in one you hadn't done before. But Niantic Tier has clarified this is not the case, and if you complete an old mission, that will count. Just make sure you hit resync so that the app actually realises you've completed a mission, and that will clear it off on there. So if you just redo the last one that you did, you're not going to mess up a banner on your profile, if that's the kind of thing that you care about on your profile. So yes, you can do an old mission for that. Though some agents aren't reacting favourably to it still. That being updated, I'll now start off by going through the Shard Knight location that got announced for the 16th of February. Now moving on to Cryptic Memories. As I said, the Shard Knight locations for February the 16th. This happens between 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. local time in these locations. These have now been announced by Niantic, and you can see they're ornamented on the Intel map. So we have Bradford in the UK, Zaragoza in Spain, Geneva in Switzerland, Lille in France, Athens in Greece, Bielefeld in Germany, Dresden in Germany, Lodz in Poland, Wrocław in Poland, Brno in the Czech Republic, Bucharest in Romania, Istanbul in Turkey, and Vilnius in Lithuania. Again, sorry for pronouncing any of those wrong. Do let me know via the Ingress Insight social media channels if I have. I'll not look them up beforehand, which is probably wise to do next time. So, as a reminder for those cities, there'll be the Shard Night Challenge, as I said, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. local time, and there'll be three waves of shards there that will jump around, and you've got to try and score on those. Any interactions that you do locally with the beacons will get you 5 points on your Cryptic Memories agent stat, and that will earn you the Cryptic Memories Anomaly Medal. Remote recharging on the portals doesn't earn the medal for the Shard Knight locations. And there will be a further Shard Knight for the March anomaly. This is just the one for February. So if your city's not been selected this time, it may be selected for the March round of anomalies. And then you'll be able to get that, hopefully, for your city if it's not come round this time. I'm going to move on now and talk about the cell battles, which are currently ongoing from the 7th to the 14th of February. The cell battles part of the Cryptic Memories Anomaly is currently ongoing. So that started on the 7th of February at 3 p.m. UTC and runs until the 14th of February, 5 p.m. UTC, where agents need to capture as much MU as possible for their faction and liberate as much as possible from the opposite faction to get the highest cell score and then contribute some serious points to the other faction, which helps the overall anomaly score. So, as a reminder, for those who've got the AM01 Hotel 07 cell, AM01 Kilo 14, AM14 Papa 14, NR05 Sierra 09, NR10 Romeo 05, and in EMEA, there's AF07 Sierra 11, NR01 Foxtrot 13, NR01 Juliet 04, NR02 Juliet 07, NR03 Golf 06, and three from APAC as well. So AS09 Romeo 03, AS10 Golf 01, and PA02 Alpha 00. So, as I said, it's still ongoing until the Sceptre cycle ends on February the 14th at 5 p.m. UTC. So, if you are in or near those cells and help your faction out with the score, then I'd encourage you to go out and do that and obviously experience the cell battle and see how that's adding up in the area. As again, if this is something we expect will happen again in a few rounds. So if your city's not been selected this time, it may be come up for next time. But if it's something that's not had a event there for a while, I don't know if that's more likely it will get picked or less likely. But I'm going to talk about the global op now, which has finished, and then let you know how I did on that as well. On February the 7th, the Ingress team posted up the Cryptic Memories Global Op results, and the final score for that stands at Enlightened having 49.15% and Resistance having 50.85%. So for this round, the Resistance captured the Cryptic Memories Global Op. As promised, there would be 200 serious points assigned accordingly. And that means the Resistance got 101.7 points, and the Enlightened got 98.3 points for that. So that was done by earning any level of the Cryptic Memories Global Op badge by going out and capturing and deploying on portals. So it's something that I saw brought out quite a few agents and people pushed to obviously get the higher level badge where they could, but it didn't matter whether you had the basic badge or the advanced badge, it still contributed points to your faction. So I ended up with 5,395 points, which I was quite happy with because I didn't go anywhere that was massively portal dense. I was quite happy to have at least the basic level badge on there. It fits in with my basic Chronos badge as well, because I didn't quite get that one up. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of these kind of global challenges as we go forward, especially now that we've got the bounties option that it could run through as well. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing how that goes for the March anomaly or any further anomalies on there. I'm going to move on now to just talk about, as I said before, some Ingress adjacent news is not necessarily to do with the game, but is still worth sharing. I think most of us are aware of the Niantic layoffs, and I've mentioned before there's been layoffs in general throughout the game industry, unfortunately, for the end of 2023, 2024. It's something that they've had to adjust to and unfortunately not had the resources to carry staff on. And there was about 200 staff cut from Niantic a few months back. However, the Ingress team are hiring a Unity-focused software engineer for the Ingress team. It's a full-time position, as long as you have 2 years of proven experience developing a multi-person game studio and knowing things like the C language. And if you enjoy playing Ingress already, that's noted as a plus. And the declared salary range for it is $136,000 to $151K per year, plus bonus, plus equity, plus benefits, but obviously it can vary. But I'll share the link for the full details for that in the show notes to obviously show there is still active development going on for Ingress, which is nice. And obviously we've recently had the bounties program come in and a few other little changes here and there, so it's still going. Ingress isn't dead yet, despite what people say. So that's a nice little thing to see advertised, and I hope they might fill that role soon. So now I'm going to move on and talk about some Wayfarer related updates. On the 7th of February, Niantic Tintino shared a post on the Niantic Wayfarer forums to say that the team were taking applications for the 2024 intake of Niantic Wayfarer Ambassadors. So I'm a Wayfarer ambassador, as you may know. So for questioning what one is, I'll read out Tintino's notes here. So it says the Community Ambassadors Program is a group of Wayfarer explorers who have a strong commitment to Wayfarer, the Wayfarer community, or the Niantic mission, and have a strong understanding of our product. They're passionate about exploration, excited to engage with other explorers in the forums and live events, and act as a trusted source of feedback for the team. The community ambassadors aid in the fruition of Wayfarer's community mission and vision. They believe in Wayfarer's mission and vision, lead by example, and are knowledgeable about all things exploration. Wayfarer ambassadors also act as thought partners to the community manager and aid in lifting the voice of the community. So, if you're interested in it, you can apply by the 18th of February at 11:59 p.m. PST, which is about 7:59 p.m. UK time for me, and I'll include the link in the show notes of how to apply and read more information. And it notes that the new intake of Wayfarer ambassadors are expected to start their role and be announced in early March 2024. This does mean also that Niantic Tintino confirmed that the original intake of Niantic Wayfarer ambassadors from 2022 will be stepping down when the next cohort comes in. So if you are on the Wayfarer forums or in Niantic Spaces, you may recognize some of these names. So that means we're waving farewell to Traxi25, Acceptor, Maestro Tino, Brighton Dragon, Daniel Gucco, Agent MA and Light, FR34KZ, Quartz Leo, Genji, Timbleton, if I've pronounced that right, and Testone. So they will be tagged as alum ambassadors in the forums. They'll still be around in Niantic Spaces, like the Wayfarer forums, as much as they choose to be, but they won't have any ambassadorial duties to go through and perform. But obviously, as I mentioned, I'm a Wayfarer ambassador. I'd encourage you to apply if Wayfarer is something you're interested in, if you'd like to help contribute to how the Niantic map grows and changes. Even if you're not happy with it how it is, but you can express that in a polite manner and suggest changes to be made to the system, I'd say it's worth applying to. And as always, you can just ping me on either the Ingress Insights accounts or find me on Telegram, ping me on there and ask me questions. I am under an NDA, so there's some things I won't be able to answer, but I'll do my best to answer and help out and explain. And then just to remind you, the application for that closes on the 18th of February 2024, 11:59 p.m. PST. So if you do want to apply, don't delay, but have a look over the questions that are asked on the form and see if it's something you do want to do. Our last bit of Ingress adjacent news, because I don't know how or if this will affect Ingress at all, but it's something I wanted to share because it's talking about the Niantic map. So on the 8th of February, the Niantic team put up a blog post to say that they will be joining the Overture Maps Foundation. So Niantic will participate in the data working group and contribute geolocation data. Overture's open source map data will augment the dynamic Niantic map used to power Niantic's games and developer platform. And they've written that 2024 promised to be a huge year for advancements in spatial computing, and that includes our work in building the next generation of the Niantic map. To facilitate this development, Niantic has joined the Overture Maps Foundation, Overture, as a contributor member. We're excited to be part of this open source mapping project to ensure the future of spatial computing benefits from a dynamic set of open map data, and to help industry grow on top of a vibrant map that developers and enterprises can rely on to build their geolocation apps and services. As the leader in real-world mobile gaming, we've amassed a robust set of geodata. Leveraging Overture's open database of more than 59 million points of interest will enhance the Niantic map and the Lightship VPS service that our developers use to build their own location-based AR experiences. This is going to be a breakthrough year for spatial computing, and Niantic is leading the way in building the richest 3D map where AR content seamlessly blends with the physical world. We'll share much more throughout the year about Lightship VPS, the Niantic map, and our work with the Overture Maps Foundation. So, as I said, I don't know if that will affect things in the short term for the Niantic map and the Ingress map, but it's something I want to just add on here as a last little Ingress-related piece to just notify and spread that more out into the world. And then this has been quite a lot of news, so this week we're going to skip the feature section, but I am going to have a little section where I'm just going to look back at a previous event done around this time of year and talk about what might be happening following that. So in this section, I just want to go over, as I said, a previous event that was run around this time. I think if you've listened to any radio, watched any TV in the last week, it's been impossible to avoid mentions of Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th of February. I know there's various game events in other games about Valentine's Day instead, or Galentine's Day, however they want to do it on there. But back in February of 2022, we did have an event for Valentine's Day running for a few days that was called Linking Hearts with XM. So I just want to read through that and then give some thoughts on if Ingress will do the same this time around. So they noted that it's time to connect with your loved ones through the XM network. We'd love to hear your Ingress Valentine stories and be shown your field arts filled with love through the hashtag Ingress Valentine's. We believe in return, the XM network may whisper love back to you starting Friday the 11th of February at 5 p.m. UTC to Tuesday the 15th of February 5 p.m. UTC. Our Ingress researchers believe the Ingress scanner will exhibit the following heartening behaviours. So glyph sequences filled with love, higher chance of SoftBank Ultralinks from Portal Links, SoftBank Ultralink programme kinetic energy distance reduced from 8 kilometers to 4 kilometers, and agents will be able to create links and fields under fielded areas. As opposed to previous announcement, there'll be no limit to length of link created under fielded areas. Also available for the duration of this event in the Ingress store is a limited time Ingress Valentine's 2022 medal for 2,500 CMU. So for this event, as it says, there was a new glyph sequence in the called Heart, which I've not seen crop up again for quite some time now. And having glyph sequences like contemplate, love, defend heart, love all, love now, that kind of thing. And there's even ones that were question heart, discover truth self for longer ones. And obviously Niantic love to sell a badge when they can. So they had the Ingress Valentine's 2022 badge up on there. For my own thoughts on this, I enjoyed the event and the different glyph sequences that came up, similarly to when we had the toast day and we got all the toast sequences. I think that there's a chance the Ingress team will just offer a badge and have no event. But now that we've got the bounties program activated, it could be the first special bounties program they do to do certain actions on Valentine's Day. I know with the other Niantic game in Pokemon Go, they have a special raid day event on Valentine's Day, so they do want you out there and doing things and maybe having your Valentine's Day dinner in the evening. Personally, I think you could just do it a week or two the other side on whatever day you want and get cheaper prices and do it that way. But if you are celebrating Valentine's Day in that way, you've got the day to do other things as well. So yes, it's just my thoughts as we're approaching that date as something a bit different and something that they may look to do. Unlike Halloween, I'm not going to keep poking Brian on Twitter and asking about Halloween medals, Halloween events, but I've now got myself started on that train of thought looking towards Halloween 2024. So that's ages away yet. So what I'll do now is go on and get things wrapped up for you all. Thank you all for listening to the 18th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast. If you'd like, you can follow us on Threads and Instagram are the best ways under the name ingress.insights. And you can leave us a review on Apple, Podchaser, all the various podcast services if you'd like. And you can also contact us via email on ingressinsights@gmail.com. If you want to say something about Ingress and want me to put it on the podcast, you can click the link on Spotify to send us a voice message and let me know where I should be including that. And when we catch up next Sunday, that will mean we've had one cell battle already finished. The Shard Knight will have also concluded, and the main cryptic anomalies on the ground in Adelaide and Santiago will have finished just about. So I'm going to squeeze in things for that and cover the results of those, and then any other Ingress news that's happened in the meantime. I'd hope we get a little bit of a break after all the news this time round, but I will see you all next Sunday the 18th. Hope you have a great day out there hacking and claiming your bounties.